Now, plans have been approved to develop Giants Park on Belfast North Foreshore with a reported £140 million regeneration fund to include a theme park. You can let us know what you think of this. It's hoped it will be completed by 2026 and will sustain 1,400 jobs. Tim Hedgley, the commentator, with us today, as is Andrew McVeigh. Morning to you, Tim.
Good morning,
Steve. Morning, morning. Morning, Andrea.
Good morning, morning.
So a big theme park then in North Belfast, Andrea.
Well, it sounds great in the face of it. Anything that helps tourism or gives joy to the people that live here already is fantastic. But the thing about Northern Ireland is that we can't change is the weather. And I just, you know, once I heard the word theme park, I thought, oh, can you imagine being on, I don't know, a Ferris wheel on a wet Wednesday in November or something? I mean, surely there's nothing more miserable. It always amused me that our main tourist, our seaside destination is Portrush in the very north of the country. I mean, where it's colder, the norther, more north you get. So I just worry that is this just going to be a massive white elephant? I mean, it's hard enough to attract people to theme parks. In Margate, a few years ago, they reopened Dreamland, which was this fantastic, the sort of 1950s pleasure park.
Come on, Andrea, think big, for goodness sake. Be positive. Yeah, big, massive tourist attraction. Not just tourist attraction, something for kids throughout Northern Ireland to be able to go to and enjoy. And here you are whinging about it might rain.
That's right, but it will rain.
Well, then go out onto the roller coaster in the rain.
That I've been to, and it's if you go on a, the weather's not great, it's half empty and it's a bit miserable.
But if you take, Andrea,
there's nothing we can do about the weather, and it will.
But there's something we can do about people like you, Andrea, talking like this, because surely if we took that attitude, it rains in Northern Ireland, we wouldn't get up in the morning. We wouldn't put any infrastructure anywhere to enjoy anything outside.
A lot of people don't enjoy things outside for that very reason. Now, it's a great idea, but is the population here to sustain it? And do we have the tourist population to sustain it as well? Or will it be half empty? Will all this money have been poured into it and it'll be half empty? Nobody turns up and, you know, as I say, it's a massive white elephant. It's a great idea in theory, but will it work?
Well, what about a water theme park and you get wet anyway? I'd love to see you soaked.
I think we probably will end up a water theme park.
I don't know, Tim. There's just sometimes, and look, I know Andrea's talking through some of the practical realities of this, and her view is it could be a white elephant. Mm-hmm. But at least here we have people trying. Here we have, you know, a major piece of infrastructure that could now go into Northern Ireland, where at least people have the choice of something extra to do.
I understand where they're coming from, and I'm a big supporter of Northern Ireland as a PLC, and anything that brings visitors to Northern Ireland is good.
This is not just about visitors. This is about things for families who live here every day to do.
But we already have a theme park on the island of Ireland. We've got Tato Park, which is an hour and 20 minutes from Belfast, and it has all those things. I spoke to Charles Coyle this morning, one of the owners, and I was asking him about the figures. 300,000 people from Northern Ireland visit Tato Park every year, and it's increasing and increasing, and they're putting a massive amount of work into Tato Park. They've done a fantastic job. I don't know that Northern Ireland itself or Belfast could sustain a theme park of, you know, that size. Because as Andrea said, the weather is very dependent on theme parks. Now, the Midlands of Ireland, down in Meath, is certainly the weather is better there than it is in the north. There's no doubt about that, and they're very lucky. But they too suffer from weather issues down there. You know, they've got one of the biggest wooden roller coaster in.
But you're at it now too. This is like saying we shouldn't open up any ice cream shops in Northern Ireland either, for goodness sake.
Not at all.
Or have access to a beach during the day. I've just gone through 3 or 4 months of getting roasted in this country. I could hardly breathe, it was so hot.
Yeah, but you choose to take your holidays outside the country and head across to the far side of the pond because there's so much to do over there. And I know we don't have a bespoke theme park in terms of rides. You know, we've got the Ulster American Folk Park, we've got the Folk Museum at Caltra, we've got the Transport Museum. So we do have theme parks of a sort. But when we're talking about Ferris wheels and rides and roller coasters and stuff like that, it takes a massive amount of investment to put something like that together.
Well, this is $140 million.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, I think we could do a lot more interesting things or a lot more ecologically friendly things. We've got centre parks coming to Longford, you know, three or four hundred chalets and apartments. So, you know, the English theme styled holiday is coming to Ireland as well. But when a big company like Centre Parks look at Ireland as a whole, they don't say we'll stick it in the top right hand corner down in Belfast at the docks. They're looking at the bigger picture, and a central location in Ireland is certainly more accessible for all the people of Ireland to go to. And harping on about Tato, if you haven't been, you've got to go, because it is a great park.
Now, you are plugging here quite heavily.
Stephen, honestly, I'm not plugging. But the thing about it is, we don't have a theme park in Northern Ireland, and that's where people have to go to. And I understand the argument, well, then we should build our own. But I don't know that Northern Ireland is big enough to sustain a multi-million pound theme park. I don't think that people who have been to Thorpe Park, for example, or Legoland down in the south of England are going to think, oh, there's a great theme park in Belfast.
Why not?
We must go.
It would be
a nice idea.
But why not? Why not think big, you two?
Well, I think...
Tell you what, stay there. Don't think at all for the next minute while we get the news. Jim's at Newton Orange. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Good morning. So we've got these two, Tim Hedgley, Andrea McVeigh, basically saying, let's not put a theme park in Belfast, it might rain.
Well, sure, it always rains here, let's be honest.
It doesn't.
It does. If we had a glass roof, we would be flying, but we haven't got one. No, my question is, it's great to see money's been pumped into that area, but who's going to pay for the running costs afterwards? Is it going to be the two councils in that area, or is it going to be spread around all the councils in Northern Ireland?
Why do you ask that?
I ask that because I tell you why. In Dundonald, we have the Ice Bowl.
Yes.
And we cover it by our rates. Now, a lot of people come in from outside the area to use it, which, yes, I have no objections to.
Yes.
But I've always thought that people who live in the Dundonald area and pay the rates in the Dundonald area should have a little credit card to get so much off when they go to use the Ice Bowl. Because in actual fact, they're paying for it twice.
I used to DJ
up there. They're paying on their rates and they're paying their admission fees.
I used to be a DJ on a Saturday night.
Did you there?
Yes.
That's maybe the reason why I couldn't get to sleep.
At the Ice Bowl. I used to put on a compilation DVD, CD or whatever they're called.
Tell me, Stephen, I'm not being ignorant with you.
Yes.
Can you ice skate?
No, absolutely not. So what I used to do was, the other DJs used to mix the music and stand there and try to give the kids a good time. This is a true story. I used to put on a compilation CD on a Saturday night, one of those pre-mix things, and I would have put it on and gone up to the cafe and sat and had a burger and a chip. And the kids used to complain every single week that they heard the same songs in the same order every Saturday night. That's a true story.
If anybody knows how to take shortcuts, it's you.
That's a true story. Much like a ped. We're going back 20 years. I got £150 for a Saturday night.
That was big money in them days.
Stick on a compilation CD and away you go.
Yeah, I would like something like that there every time I'm in the house with the wife thinks I'm in the lounge and I'm out somewhere else.
Tim Hedgley, tell me this.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a private enterprise, or will this be owned by the public? Do you know?
To be honest, Stephen, I haven't got a clue.
No, nor do I.
You know, I would be concerned that, if it's a public enterprise, then, you know, the ratepayers, as that gentleman says, the ratepayers are going to have to pay towards that. And I think his idea in relation to the Ice Bowl is a very good idea, because he's absolutely spot on. The ratepayers in Dundonald do pay twice, and there should be a discount scheme for people that live in the area. But, you know, £140 million, if it is taxpayers' money, you could build a fair chunk of hospital You could have UGP surgeries, but as you know, evidence suggests we do need to get out. We need to be more active. So, you know, a theme park will certainly help towards that. But
let me bring in Mark and Lisburn. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen. I think it's a great idea. I think it's fantastic.
Why?
Why not? Well, right. I've been to Disneyland Paris a couple of times, right? And we go in the summer, it's nice and warm, it's hot.
Is Disneyland worth going to? Here. I've never been. Is it worth going to?
Oh, brilliant, Stephen. You'd love it. Really? You can come with us next time. You can go on the rides with the kids and all stuff. They'd love your company.
I'd love to go to Disneyland, but...
But the thing is, there in the winter, you've got the snow, yes. And snow's nice, but it's not nice when you're walking around a theme park. You do get the rain, but people still flood there. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to do with the weather. It's how you market it.
Oh, no, Mark. People don't... If you listen to Andrew McVeigh, people don't go out when it's raining.
Well, I got wet at the weekend when I was out.
Not only that, theme parks do cost money to go to. So it's all right to have them built it, but then you have a family and a couple of kids. That could cost well up to £100 in a day out. Either in a theme park model, you have free entry and you pay for all the rides when you're in there, or you pay to get in and then all the rides are free. But either way, when you add that and you add all the rides and you add food and drink and Christmas...
Now she's complaining about the money.
But you're asking people who don't have maybe a lot of money to then pay for that entertainment on a day out. That all adds up. And do people here really have that much extra money to spend to do that? I mean, these are all considerations that surely the council should have thought about.
Yes, but to be fair to the council, the other consideration is over 1,000 jobs and £140 million investment into Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, certainly anything to do with the job is great and something for people to do, but is this the right way of spending the money?
Yes, 100%, if it's worthwhile. You look at things like, right, okay, not for this, but you look at like the legacy that Game of Thrones has left here. There should be something built to bring the tourism in for Game of Thrones. If we had a Game of Thrones museum, like the way they have the Harry Potter thing in London, the amount of money that would bring in this country is unreal. Build the theme park as something that people will want to go to, and they will pay the money. W5 isn't free. W5 costs money, and the food in there is expensive, but people still pay for it. The cinema's dear. People still pay for it. I went to Dublin Zoo the other week. It took me 2 hours of a drive down. It was the money to get in, and it was the food. Well, the food was all right, like, you know, price-wise and stuff. But again, it costs money.
Now, listen, Councillor Jim Rogers is joining us. Sorry to interrupt, but he can fill us in some of the background here. Is this former sheriff, current Councillor Rogers? Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
I'm wondering, Councillor Rogers, if this is going to be a private enterprise, or will the council own this? Do you know?
This is going to be undertaken by a private enterprise.
Ah.
And that's important to point out. It's council land, and we ask for expressions of interest of people who would like to do something down in the North Foreshore, the old rubbish tip. And we had a number of very exciting proposals. The decision that we came to was not an easy one because they were all absolutely brilliant. Fair play to them. But we had it independent assessed to keep us right as elected members. And we come up with this one. And we do believe it will be a success. It's very, very easy to knock things, Stephen, as we all know. And I can appreciate about our weather in Northern Ireland. But if you look at the number of people who are visiting Belfast and take the numbers of cruise ships now coming in, about 120 annually, people say to us there's not enough to do during their time in the city centre. Now, the North Foreshore is very, very central to the heart of Belfast, and we had to get something done with that site. At one time, about a football stadium, but there was going to be major difficulties in doing that. We also looked at an 18-hole golf course, but what has now come forward, I think, is good. And it will take, as you've already said, 8 years to construct, but it'll be phased in, and planning will probably take over a year. So we want to see it moving. We want people to support it, and we do want people to write it off before a sod is cut.
And there's going to be, so it's going to be more than just rides, Jim, and you and I should go for a ride down there when they get it up and going.
Stephen, but, look, I'm tired listening to you talking about you and I doing this, that, and the
other. Yes, but I would like to go for a ride down there with you, Jim.
Well, look, there's no problem, but you have to.
Do you think you'd be able to squeeze in the carriage?
Well, I would have no problem. I would have no problem. You would have the difficulty. Because I believe in looking after my body to keep myself fit.
I can see that.
You.
Now, there's also going to be more than the rides. There's going to be... Jans Park is already home, isn't it? So it's going to be sitting beside this... this 20 million state-of-the-art film studio complex.
Yes, thanks to Belfast Harbour commissioners who have done a great job there. And there's other proposals which I'm not prepared to disclose at this stage.
What do you mean?
We have big plans for us.
Hold on a minute. Don't be teasing us like that. What else are you putting in down there?
No, I'm not prepared to say anything.
Give us a wee hint.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But look, this is a brilliant project. We need to get...
I'm going to start guessing then. So this is down to Harbour?
Yes, Belfast Lough runs alongside it. It's a massive site, Stephen, as you're aware. And sadly, a man lost his life there whenever it was a landfill site a number of years ago. And we've never forgotten that gentleman or his family. It was a terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
But we need to do something. It's our land. It's important that it's used. And that's an area of Belfast, the north of the city, that needs development.
You're going to put a big football stadium down there, aren't you?
No, definitely not, no.
So it's not a football stadium. You're going to put massive swimming pools down there.
Well, look, there's a whole...
Oh, there was a pause there.
There's a whole lot of proposals, and I think they will change as things move forward. But it's important we get our shoulder behind this and give it our unswerving support.
What about a Van Morrison music studio?
Well, Stephen, not a bad idea. But
we've got you. We
can lobby. We can lobby the preferred developer. But at the end of the day, it's their money. And
I've got little contacts, Jim. I just got a little text in, Jim. So is
it from Van himself?
Nope. Is there a proposal to put a Van Morrison studio down there?
I'm not prepared to talk on that issue.
We've got it.
However.
We've got
it. I don't want you to be reading anything into my non-committal.
Do you think a Van Morrison studio, although you're not telling us there is going to be one, do you think one could be a good idea?
Yes, and I've got to remind you that...
How much is it going to cost?
Van and I were born about 200 yards from each other in the Bloomfield area of East Belfast. So being a man from the east of the city, naturally, I'm a very big supporter of Van Morrison.
And just finally, Jim, because we know what you like, former Sheriff Rogers, so we wonder if you want to put a... If you want to put a Wild West theme park down there.
Now, Stephen, I think we've heard enough from you about me being the High Sheriff. My term of office is up and there's a new High Sheriff in place.
But I can imagine you riding on that horse, Jim, along the foreshore.
Well, I love horses, Stephen, as you know. They're my favourite animal, so we'll wait and see.
Councillor Jim Rogers, thank you very much indeed. Vindy in Belfast. Good morning, Vindy.
That's great. Levon Cleef Rogers.
Good morning, Vindy.
Listen, I can't understand why people are putting in objections to it. You know, if it goes ahead, it's right down, it's marketed well, I think, because it's right on the port.
Sorry, hold on, Vindy. Hold on. Sheriff Rogers is riding away.
Maybe Clint Eastwood
goes chasing after him. He's on his way to his meetings now. Oh, I like Jim. Oh, I really do. Good morning, Vinty.
right, Stephen, it's right down at the port. People are going to come over on the boat to go there. Obviously, there's going to be restaurants and maybe other facilities as well. And the taxi industry, I'm sure, will have taxis down. I think it's a no-brainer. It's a great idea. And see, as regards to the weather.
But if we attract lots of people down there, I guess the next question, Vinti, is are they going to be able to get there with the bus lanes?
No comment, Stephen. You're a mixer. We started all this, by the way.
Maybe the glider will run to it.
It's a no-brainer, Stephen. I think it's a winner all the way. Definitely do.
Andrea, tell them why you don't.
Well, I think it is a lot of money. I mean, we're talking about, for the people here, that's great, something to do. Are there enough people here to fill it? And it costs a lot of money. So you're asking families to spend £100, maybe more, in a day out. It's maybe something you'll do once a year. You're not going to do it once every week. When you're talking about cruise ship passengers, cruise ships now, have you seen cruise ships where there are basically theme parks and fun fairs? And I've been on cruise ships where there's bumper cars and there's a racing track, a go-kart. I don't know if people are going to come from these amazing, like, basically floating Las Vegases on the sea.
Oh, come on.
To go to a theme park here.
Come on, really, stop talking this place down. Why can't we be amazing too?
But they do. When people get off cruise ships, they don't want to go to a generic theme park that they can go anywhere. They want to do things like the Game of Thrones tour, or they want to go to the Giant's Causeway or the Carrickery Boat Bridge, or tours around Belfast City. They want to do something that can only be done in Northern Ireland, not something that you can do anywhere. And again, I just think it's a lot of money to ask people to pay. I think it's a great idea. I think the jobs are fantastic. Regenerate an area is all good. But will the cost of it be too much? Will it end up being half empty?
Listen, let me tell you. See, the cruise ships are only, they're only seasonal. It doesn't matter. And there will be enough people here to go and to make that their work. And I think, you know, instead of knocking it, get behind it, support it. And listen, it's going to bring in a lot of money and it's going to promote a lot of businesses and stuff. So why not? Why not?
Philip in Lisburn. Morning, Philip.
Morning, Stephen. I visited Windmill Hill City Farm in Bristol, and there's three city farms in London and they're right beside motorways now. A city farm would be able to produce fresh farm produce and provide really interesting employment, and if it was built well, it could distribute electricity rather than absorb electricity if all the buildings were solar.
Philip, thank you. Norman and Bangor, morning. Oh, Norman.
Morning, Stephen.
Did you hear Jim Rogers there? There was a big pause when I said, was his secret project a Van Morrison studio?
Stephen.
Would you like a Van Morrison music studio down there?
No, Stephen, I've been saying for years this country needs vision, and so does Bangor. A theme park like I have in Blackpool, Pleasure Beach, restaurants, shops, amusements, a theatre. People wouldn't need to go to Blackpool.
I think Bangor has amusements, doesn't it?
But let me tell you about Bangor. Over 10 years ago, I seen the drawings for Bangor Seafront.
Yes.
And I signed the form approving them, where restaurants, leisure facilities, shops. They haven't even laid a brick in over 10 years. So if they haven't even started in Bangor, how long is it going to take them to do Belfast? Bangor hasn't even started yet. I don't think it'll ever see the seafront redeveloped. Maybe the council down, maybe we need Jim Rogers and this council down here, because Bangor's going to the wall. If you go into the flagship, there's about two shops on it now. So it does need redeveloped, Bangor on Belfast, and we need people with vision, and I'm all for that park getting developed, but I hope it's not shelved the way Bangor has been shelved.
Thank you, Norman. Margaret in Lisburn. Morning, Margaret.
How you doing?
I'm okay today. I'm good today, actually.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are
That's
you doing?
Good. But you were brain-picking that man, Rogers.
What do you mean, brain-picking him? He let the cat out of the bag that there was a secret project, and within about 2 seconds of Sheriff Rogers coming in on his horse, we were having people contact us saying...
The horse behind him.
We were having people contact us saying, tell Rogers we know what his game is. It's a Van Morrison music studio.
Can fairly brain pick, I can tell you that for nothing.
When Jim was the sheriff of Belfast, did you ever see him on his horse, Margaret?
No, No, it didn't. And I'm glad it didn't. He would have been a sight of a
hole. He used to put the what do you call those things? Yeah, he used to put the spurs on and all.
Uh-huh.
And have a wee toy pistol by his side.
Uh-huh. All the best, David.
Oh, Margaret, sure, we can have a laugh today, can't we?
Yes, I listen to you every morning.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you. Morning. Barry. Morning, Barry.
Good morning, Stephen. I hope you're well.
I can read a little note here. Are you in a caravan in Portrush?
Yes, and we're thrilled to be in a caravan in Portrush. It's lovely.
I don't understand caravanners.
Well, we're not particularly caravanners, but...
Caravanning is a bit of a fetish, isn't it?
I believe so. There's a lot of people that get on your nerves when they're on the road.
I do not understand it. And we're just past the period again, September, where the I don't know if you know this, Barry, but the senior BBC management team, they all have caravans and they're all parked next to each other, and they go for their summer holidays, get up in the morning, tops off, all that kind of stuff, waving at each other. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, there you are, you see. Honestly. And they perhaps invite each other around for Prosecco in the evening as well.
Yeah, oh, they don't. No, yes, and crumpet and all that kind of stuff. Good morning.
it's all very trendy.
They all have caravans.
But we love it here in Portrush, and we love the caravan site that we're on as well. And it, you know, you come out and you overlook the sea and the actual Portrush town itself, and it really is quite stunning. And you know, of course, there's Barry's here, isn't there, as well, which is obviously a theme park.
The Big Dipper.
Extent, that people love. We brought our children here and our grandchildren here, and they love it. And also, you do need the weather, to be fair. I appreciate that. But when you're on that sand, when you're walking along some of the bits, the children, when they're out and, you know, from behind their computers and actually doing stuff, it's so lovely to see. And, if I had the weather here, it'd be so lovely, because the sand is as good as anywhere in Europe, I think.
So what are you saying to me? Are you saying to me, we've got it in Portrush, we don't need it in Belfast, or do you think one's a good idea in the North Foreshore?
No, I think it is needed in Belfast. And I'll tell you why. People, they've known about the weather over here, and it can be a little bit indifferent occasionally. But, you know, you've got places like Alton Towers, which is just as rainy and horrible. And you've got places like Thorpe Park, which is just as rainy and horrible on occasions.
Yeah.
You know, Belfast and Northern Ireland have had beautiful weather this year, haven't they? So, you know, there's going to be days when people don't want to go to theme parks. I mean, I think it's a lovely idea. Anything to promote people to come here and the children to enjoy themselves. You know, they're not going to go every day, are they? But it's going to be a treat. And it'll encourage people to come across, I believe, you know, whether it's from England, Scotland, Wales, anywhere. They're just going to come across and enjoy it, aren't they, for a day out.
Thank you very much indeed. Listen, have a good day. Are you down Portrush today?
Yes, we're down Portrush. We're just going to go for a stroll in a minute.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, so well, looking forward to that. And thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling us, mate. Thank you.